Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹晚安。
Every time I come and meet with you, I find myself in a different place.
每次我们相见的时候，我们都在不同的地方。
I think you must be the children of Israel going through the wilderness.
你们就像以色列的儿女一样在旷野漂流。
Where will we meet next time? I don't know.
下次我们会在什么地方相见？我不知道。
I'd like us to begin this evening looking in an Old Testament story.
今天晚上我们要一同来看旧约圣经的一段故事。
Would you please turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 13?
请打开圣经，旧约圣经历代至上13章。
We want to read the whole chapter together.
我们要一起把整章读过。
Then David consulted with the captains of the thousands and the hundreds, even with every leader. And David said to all the assembly of Israel, If it seems good to you, and if it is from the Lord our God, let us send everywhere to our kinsmen who remain in all the land of Israel, also to the priests and Levites who are with them in their cities and pasture lands, that they may meet with us, and let us bring back the ark of our God to us, for we did not seek it in the days of Saul.
大卫与千夫长、百夫长，就是一切首领商议。大卫对以色列会众说，你们若以为美，见这事是出于耶和华我们的神。我们就差遣人走遍以色列地，见我们未来的弟兄，又见住在有郊野之城的祭司利未人，使他们都到这里来聚集。我们要把神的约柜运到我们这里来，因为在扫罗年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神。
Then all the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of the people.So David assembled all Israel together from Sheor of Egypt even to the entrance of Hamath to bring the ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim.
全会众都说可以如此行，这事在众民眼中都看为好。于是大卫将以色列人从埃及的西可河直到哈马口都招聚了来，要从基列耶林将神的约柜运来。
David and all Israel went up to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath-Jearim, which belongs to Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God, the Lord who is enthroned above the cherubim, where his name is. They carried the Ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart.David and all Israel were celebrating before God with all their might, even with songs and with lyres, harps, tambourines, cymbals, and with trumpets.
大卫率领以色列众人上到巴拉，就是属犹大的基列耶林，要从那里将约柜运来。这约柜就是坐在二基路伯上耶和华神留名的约柜。他们将神的约柜从亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。乌撒和亚西约赶车，大卫和以色列众人在神面前用琴瑟锣鼓号作乐，极力歌唱跳舞。
When they came to the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark because the oxen nearly upset it. The anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah.So that he struck him down because he put out his hand to the ark and he died there before God.
到了基顿的禾场，因为牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住约柜，耶和华向他发怒，因他伸手扶住约柜就击杀他，他就死在神面前。
Then David became angry because of the Lord's outburst against Uzzah, and he called the place Perez Uzzah.To this day, David was afraid of God that day, saying, How can I bring the ark of God home to me? So David did not take the ark with him to the city of David, but took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. Thus the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the family of Obed-Edom with all that he had.
大卫因耶和华击杀乌撒，心里愁烦，就称那地方为比列斯乌撒，直到今日。 那日大卫惧怕神，说神的约柜怎可运到我这里来。于是大卫不将约柜运进大卫的城，却运到加特人俄别以东家的家中。神的约柜在俄别以东家中三个月，耶和华赐福给俄别以东的家和他一切所有。
May the Lord speak to us tonight.
愿今天晚上神对我们说话。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we come in weakness, boasting of your strength.
我们的父亲，我们在软弱中间来到你的面前，借着你夸胜。
We pray that your Spirit would quicken our mortal bodies tonight.
我们愿意你的圣灵今天晚上使我们软弱的身体又活过了。
And that He would stir up our hearts to hear the Word of God.
你要来激动我们的心，来听你的话。
Help us to speak forth your word.
帮助我们来说你的话。
And help us to receive thy word implanted in our hearts.
也帮助我们来接受你的话种植在我们的心里。
How we thank you for the Lord Jesus.
我们为着主耶稣基督来感谢你。
May he be seen among us.
愿他在我们中间被看见。
Even as we ask the Holy Spirit to lead us this evening.
今天晚上我们请求圣灵来带领我们。
We commit this time to you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们靠着耶稣基督宝贵的圣名把时间交给你。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
We are looking at this tragic story.
我们看见这个悲伤的故事。
Uzzah's death as he touched the ark of God.
乌撒因为伸手扶约柜被神击杀。
But this story has a very important message for us.
但是这个故事对我们有一个非常重要的信息。
The testimony is of great importance to God.
对神来说，见证是有非常重要的意义。
Now, to many Christians, that sounds like a strange statement.
对很多基督徒来讲，这听起来好像很奇怪。
Here is the ark of the testimony.
这边是约柜。
And it's very important to God.
对神非常重要的见证的柜。
But we have to begin tonight by asking the question.
今天晚上我们开始要来问一个问题。
Two questions.
两个问题。
Who is burdened for the ark of the testimony?
谁为着见证的约柜心里边有负担？
And secondly,
第二，
who is able to bear the ark of the testimony?
谁能够来扛抬这个见证的约柜？
Does anybody care today about the ark of the testimony?
今天到底有谁在乎这个神的约柜？
Now we see a tragedy before us as we read this story.
我们读这个故事知道它是一个悲剧。
But actually David is trying to correct a greater tragedy.
当然大卫在这边试图改正一个更大的错误。
The children of Israel have been in their country and they have not had the ark in their midst.
以色列人有了他们自己的国家，却没有约柜在其中。
You remember when the children of Israel crossed over the Jordan and entered the Promised Land?
你记得以色列人过了约旦河，来到应许地。
And eventually they established a tabernacle at a city called Shiloh.
最终他们在一个叫示罗的地方搭建了帐幕。
And it was in the days of Eli the high priest that the Philistines came to battle against Israel.
在以利做祭司的时候，非利士人来跟以色列人打仗。
And the priests, Eli's sons, took the ark out into the battle and lost it to the Philistines.
做祭司的以利的儿子们就把这个约柜抬到战场上，结果以色列人打了败仗。
Now that's a tragedy.
这是一个悲剧。
Now here they have Shiloh, the tabernacle.
这边他们在示罗有会幕。
With all of its furniture.
所有的家具都在里头。
But there's no ark of the testimony.
除了约柜。
And you know something?
你知道吗？
The children of Israel didn't care.
以色列的百姓却不在乎这件事情。
We read there in chapter 13, in verse 3, Let us bring back the ark of our God to us, for we did not seek it in the days of Saul.
在第十三章第三节，这边我们读到， 他们要把神的约柜运回来，因为在扫罗的年间，他们没有在约柜面前求问神。
Now Saul was the king before David.
扫罗是在大卫之前做王的。
And all during his reign, there was no ark.
在他做王的时期，没有约柜在。
Nobody knew where it was.
没有人知道约柜在什么地方。
Nobody inquired of it.
也没有人在求问。
Isn't that strange?
这是不是很奇怪？
Why is that?
为什么会这样?
It's because God's people become satisfied with Shiloh.
这是神因为神的百姓为着示罗这个地方感到心满意足。
Now Shiloh was a wonderful place.
示罗是一个很奇妙的地方。
When they had their feasts, you know, they used to gather in Shiloh.
当那个时候以色列人过节的时候他们会聚集在示罗
They would offer their sacrifices
他们会献祭
And the priests were all there
所有的祭司们都在那
They had the big brazen altar and they offered all their sacrifices
那个地方有个大的祭坛他们在上面献祭
They had the laver, they had the lampstand, they had the table of showbread, they had the altar of incense
他们有所有这些洗濯盆有这些陈设品的桌子香金香坛等等
They were busy singing,
他们在那边歌唱
worshiping,
敬拜
sacrificing,
献祭
that's enough,
这个就足够了吗
there was only one little thing missing,
只有一件小的家具不在
the ark of the testimony,
就是这个见证的约柜
did anybody care?
有没有人在乎这件事呢
did anybody have a burden?
有没有人心里边有负担呢
well, thank God,
感谢神
David had such a burden.
大卫有这样的一个负担。
And so when David became a king,
所以当大卫做了王以后
he immediately did two things.
他立即做了两件事情。
Now you know we have here in America a lot of talking about the first 100 days of Obama's presidency.
我们知道在美国最近在谈论的一件事情就是头一百天奥巴马总统的头一百天。
He's making many amazing changes very quickly.
他很快地做了很多令人惊讶的决定。
But you know, when David became king, he did two immediate actions, even greater than Obama's.
你知道，当大卫做王的时候，他立刻有了两个重大的改变，比奥巴马总统还要令人惊奇的改变。
Now you know what they are.
你们知道这是什么样的改变？
He no sooner became a king of all Israel than he immediately said, "We must take Jerusalem."For the city of God.
第一件事情，当他做完了以后，第一件事情就是要为着神要夺下耶路撒冷。
Israel had been in their land 400 years, and there was no city of God.
在以色列人进入迦南地四百年期间，他们没有神的城。
Did anybody care?
有没有人在乎这件事呢
？I guess not.
我猜测是没有。
The priests, I guess they thought Shiloh was the city of God.
对祭司们来讲，示罗就是神的城。
If you ask most people, where is the city of God? They may have named a town near where they live.
你如果你问一个普通的人，神的城在什么地方呢？也许他们会回答说，大概不离我的家乡不远。
But God said.When you enter the land, I have a city that I want you to rest there, and that people may come and offer their sacrifices to me.
当神带领他们进入迦南地的时候，神说他要选有一个地方选择立为他名的居所，在那边要让他们得安息。
Because David had a heart for God.
因为大卫向着神有一个心愿。
He somehow knew the will of God, and he said Jerusalem is God's city.
不知道怎么样他知道了神的心意他知道耶路撒冷将是神的城
And as soon as he took Jerusalem for God's city
所以当他已经攻取了耶路撒冷以后
God could say now I can rest there and bless my people out of Zion
神就可以说在这个地方我可以得到安息我可以从那里来祝福神的百姓
But he no sooner took the city from the Jebusites than he said now we must take up the ark of God if it is the will of God
当大卫攻取了耶布斯人的城以后马上他就说如果神的旨意是这样我们要把约柜
Because David had a burden for the ark of the testimony.
因为大卫为着神见证的约柜有一个强的负担。
In his mind, he thought to himself, how can you have the city of God without the ark of the testimony?
在他的心里边，他明白，你怎么可以有神的城而没有神见证的约柜呢？
How can you have the tabernacle of God without the ark of the testimony?
你怎么可能有神的帐幕却没有神的见证的柜在里头呢？
As a matter of fact, in David's heart, he knew, how can we live without the ark of the testimony?
事实上，在大卫的心里边，他问到：我们怎么没有神见证的约柜，我们怎么可以生活下去？
So here we have the story before us.
所以这个故事在我们眼前。
He gathered all the people together.
他把所有的会众、民众都招在一起。
Is it God's will we bring up the ark? And everybody said, Amen. It's God's will.
是不是神的属于神的旨意要把约柜带回来呢？所有的会众都说耶，阿门。
Oh, what a wonderful heart David had.
大卫有一个何等美好的心。
This story rings a bell with church history as well.
这样一个故事其实在教会的历史上也发生过很多次。
Because through the centuries, there have been men and women raised up by God with a burden for the testimony of the Lord.
在教会的历史上有很多神的儿女在他们的心里边神给他们负担要恢复神的见证。
They were willing to sacrifice their lives to recover that testimony of the Lord.
他们愿意牺牲自己的生命为着来恢复神的见证。
They had hearts like David.
他们有一颗像大卫一样的心。
And we also see in church history that most of the time they met with the same tragedy we see in this chapter.
同样在教会历史上我们也看见他们遇见类似的悲剧。
David had a burden for the ark of the testimony.
为着约柜大卫有一个负担。
But the people were ignorant of who is able to bear the ark of the testimony.
但是谁可以来承担这个约柜，民众却是无知的。
This was the issue.
这个是问题。
Nobody knew how to carry that ark up to Jerusalem.
没有人知道他们可以怎么样子来扛抬这个约柜到耶路撒冷。
How come they didn't know God's will?
他们怎么能不明白神的心意呢？
They tried to do the will of God, but by man's will.
他们试着来做成神的心意，但是靠着人的意志。
Who came up with this idea of using a new, wooden cart to carry up the ark of the testimony?
是谁的主意？他们把约柜放在这个新的车上，用牛来赶呢？
Oh, those Jewish men with their minds always thinking, thinking, thinking.
是那些犹太人，他们的头脑就一直在那边想想想。
They think to themselves, oh, you know, this would really hurt our shoulders if we have to carry this ark all the way to Jerusalem.
他们会认为，如果不要用肩来扛这个约柜一直到耶路撒冷的话，这个肩会受不了。
Ah, but we can rent SUV.
但是我们可以来租一个SUV.
Man's idea.
这是我们人的观念。
Brand new wooden cart.
用一个全新的木车。
God loves new wood.
神爱这个新的木头做的车。
You know, whenever I get into the new car, I always love the smell of the new car.
每次我开新车的时候，我很喜欢里边那个新车的味道。
And so these brothers thought, well, God must also love the smell of the new wood cart.
这些弟兄们也会觉得，神可能会喜欢这个新木车的味道。
But I ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
Can the ark of the testimony be borne on a wooden cart of man's invention?
用人的发明的一个牛车，可不可以用来运神的约柜？
Now think about the ark. It's a gold, it's a box covered with gold.
想一想这个见证的约柜，它是一个木头做的盒子，然后又包是一个包金的。
And on top of the box is a golden throne.
然后在这个箱子的上头是一个金子做的宝座。
And around the throne there's two golden cherubim.
围绕着这个宝座是两个金子做的基路伯。谢谢。
You got it?
Yeah, thank you.
All of that gold sitting on a wood cart?
所有这些金子坐在一个木头坐的车上。
Can God's testimony sit on a cart of wood that speaks of man?
神的见证能不能放在这个木头所代表的人的身上？
But this is almost always our choice, isn't it?
但是这经常是我们的选择。
We find the will of God, and then we try to do it our way.
我们知道了神的心意，但是我们却试着用人的办法来实现。
Let me ask you, was it God's will to bring the ark up to Jerusalem?
让我来问你，是不是神的旨意要把约柜运回到耶路撒冷？
Yes.
是的。
But let's do it our way.
但是让我们用我们的方式来做。
Oh, there's many elders and deacons meetings that are just, the mind is just ticking how to do things our way.
有很多长老们、执事们，他们就来开会，然后就来思想，我们用我们的方式来做成这件事。
But as we see by the tragedy, that was not God's way.
但是我们从这个悲剧里边、故事里边，我们就知道这个不是神做事情的方式。
But then we must surely ask the question. Of course, David, with his heart of worship and love for the Lord, and with the fellow worshippers who were dancing and singing as loud as they could, walking up the road, surely they are able to bear the ark of the testimony.
但是我们会说，像大卫这样对神这样有心的人，以及那些一同来服侍、唱歌、跳舞的人，当然他们可以来运神的约柜。
Now I hear, all of you, you sing pretty nice.
今天晚上我听见大家唱得非常的好。
But we're talking about real worshippers here.
但是在这个故事里边，我们却知道他们是真实的敬拜。
They're singing four-part harmony.
他们来唱四部的和声。
Gloria must have taught them.
Gloria 可能是教过他们。
They have all kinds of instruments.
他们有各种各样的乐器。
And they're dancing around.
他们在那边极力的跳舞。
They're singing loud with all their hearts.
极力的用他们的心来歌唱。
This is wonderful praise.
这实在是一个美好的赞美。
Surely this is enough to bear the ark of the testimony to Jerusalem.
当然这样的人实在是可以来运约柜到耶路撒冷。
But we find by the story,that it takes more than great emotions to bear this testimony.
从这个故事里边，我们知道，要仅仅是有这种情绪上的激动是没有办法把约柜运到耶路撒冷。
All right, well, it's not the new cart, and it's not David and the worshippers that are able to bear the ark.
所以现在不是新的牛车，也不是敬拜的大卫可以把这个约柜运到。
How about the third option?The third choice.
这第三个选择。
Yes, David called his mighty men.
如果大卫来呼召他的勇士们。
And he called the princes of the tribes.
他把所有这些各个部族族的长老勇那个王子们招来。
The best men in the country.
把这个国度里边最好的勇士们招来。
And who were these mighty men?
大卫的这些勇士们是谁呢？
These were the men who gathered around David in the days when he was fleeing from King Saul.
当大卫逃避扫罗王的追捕的时候，那些勇士们聚集到他的跟前。
These were men of great devotion.
这些人都是把自己全身心献给他的人。
These are men of faith.
都是有极有信心的人。
Surely that's what we need to bear the ark of the testimony to the city of God. Men of faith.
肯定的，这些大有信心的人一定是神可以用来把约柜运回耶路撒冷的。
But no,
但是不
they were not able.
他们没有办法。
And so we see this poor man Uzzah.
所以我们就看见这位可怜的乌撒。
To me, Uzzah is such a picture of our situation today.
对我来讲，乌撒就是我们今天的一个写照。
Uzzah is a servant of God.
Uzzah 是神的仆人。
Uzzah loves the Lord.
Uzzah 爱神。
And so David and his men hired Uzzah. So he take the ark on the wood cart up to Jerusalem, and Uzzah had to do it the way man wants it done.
所以大卫和他的人就雇了乌撒来用牛车运约柜，所以乌撒就必须来把人的这些主意来执行。
How many servants of God today in various churches are hired by men to do God's will man's way?
今天在神的教会里边有多少的教会，他们来雇一些人来在教会里边执行神的旨意？
This is a formula for tragedy and for death.
这实在是导致悲剧和死亡的一个公式。
Because as they were going up the road and the oxen stumbled, Uzzah put his hand up onto the ark to steady it so that it wouldn't fall.
所以当这个牛车往前行的时候，牛失前蹄，乌撒就伸手要去扶住约柜。
And it says that God broke out with fire and killed Uzzah.
这边说到神就向他大发烈怒，然后就击杀了扶手扶约柜的。
And David even named this place, this very spot, God breaks out with fire.
大卫甚至把这个地方起名，就是在这边神大大的发怒。
And of course, the worship stopped, the taking the ark stopped in the light of this great tragedy.
在这个悲剧发生以后，当然敬拜就停止了，他们往也不再运这个约柜。
Now, many Christians have a great trouble with this passage.
很多的基督徒对这段圣经有问题。
Why would God strike down a man who is being faithful?
为什么神会击杀一位向着他有忠心的仆人？
It seems so needless.
感觉上是没有必要。
It doesn't seem like typical of what God does.
也不像是神很典型的神的作为。
You see that even David himself was confused by what had happened.
你看见甚至大卫都为着这件事情感觉到很疑惑。
And he suddenly became paralyzed, didn't know what to do.
他突然好像没有办法做任何的事情。
Now David was a man of God who knew God's loving kindness and mercies.
大卫是一位认识神的慈爱的人。
He often sang, Give thanks to the Lord for he is good and his mercies endure forever.
他经常的唱你们要把赞美献给神，因为他的慈爱永远长存。
And David knew by experience how forgiving God is.
借着他
how patient God is.
借着他的经历，大卫知道神是何等有恩慈、有怜悯、有忍耐的。
God is so full of mercy.
神是充满了怜悯。
And so it was baffling to the people of God when God broke out like that with that sudden judgment.
当神这样子对着他的百姓大发烈怒的时候，这实在是让人很费解。
Now we have to understand, God is indeed patient.
我们必须要明白，神确确实实是有忍耐的。
He forgives us our sins.
他赦免我们的罪过。
He is patient with our carnality and flesh.
他为着我们的属肉体而忍耐。
He knows our foolishness.
他也知道我们的愚昧。
But in matters of bearing the testimony, God's love is very jealous.
但是在承担神的见证这件事上，神的爱是非常的忌邪的。
This breaking out was nothing other than a mystery.
神在这边突然的发怒，也实在是一个奥秘。
God was jealously protecting.His testimony.
神在那边用忌邪的心来保护他自己的见证。
That testimony is the apple of his eye.
那个见证就是他眼中的瞳仁。
That testimony is from the very heart of God.
那个见证就是从他自己的心里边所发出去。
And he will not allow that testimony, which is a testimony of glory, to be touched by man.
他不愿意让那个见证就是他自己的荣耀来用人的手来触摸。
Now you know the cherubim are always the symbol of God's jealous love protecting his glory.
基路伯就是这样的一个 标记，它代表着神用他忌邪的心来保护他的荣誉荣耀。
So you find the cherubim in the Garden of Eden protectingThe way back to the garden.
所以在伊甸园那个地方，你会发现有基路伯在那边保护、守住那个生命树的道路。
We see on the great curtain before the Holy of Holies the cherubim protecting the testimony of God.
我们在至圣所的那个幔子上头看见有基路伯、绣的基路伯，他在那边保护这个约柜。
And over the ark again, you find those golden cherubim protecting the glory of God.
甚至在这约柜的上面，你看见这个金的基路伯，他在那边遮掩约柜。
But many people don't even know about God's glory.
很多的人甚至根本不知道神的荣耀。
And they handle the testimony with the ways of men.
所以他们就用人的手段来触摸神的荣神的见证。
And tragedy is what results.
结果就是发生悲剧。
Man cannot touch the testimony of God.
人不能够摸触摸神的见证。
Christians can have a right theology.
基督徒可以有正确的神学。
They can understand the will of God.
他们可以明白神的旨意。
They can be worshippers. They can have a heart. They can be men of faith.
他们可以成为敬拜的人。他们可以成为大有信心的人。
And yet they're ignorant of the ark of the testimony, what it is.
但是他们对着神的见证到底是什么却是无知的。
Now, I don't know if you realize this, but the children of Israel really never saw the Ark of the Testimony.
我不知道你知不知道，其实以色列的百姓他们其实好像根本没有见过约柜。
When they had it, it was always covered up.
自从他们有了约柜以后，这个约柜好像一直是被遮盖起来的。
They heard that it was behind the veil, which was behind the veil, which was behind the veil, somewhere in there.
他们就听说他是在一层幔子，又另外一层幔子，又另外一层幔子的后面。
If you say to them, what does it look like? Well, I don't know. It's a box, it's a stick.
他们会问，那到底它是什么样子的？他们很多人说，我也不知道，大概就是一个箱子的样子。
And the high priest only sees it one time a year, one guy. He sees it. And even then, he doesn't tell anybody what he saw.
只有大祭司一年只有一次的机会能够进去，甚至他也不愿意告诉别人约柜是什么样。
Now that's...too mysterious for most of God's children to worry about.
这件事情对大多数神的百姓来讲变得非常的神秘，他们也不太在乎。
And especially when God raises up some people to recover His testimony.
尤其是当神兴起一些人来去恢复他的见证的时候。
And then some tragedy strikes and some things go wrong, as we see in this story.
就像这个故事里面所写的那样，当有些悲剧、有些问题发生的时候
，David became afraid.
大卫就变成非常惧怕。
He was humiliated.
他已经被降他实在是被降卑了。
He was trying to do God's will.
他试着要做神的旨意。
And he was responsible for this tragedy.
但是他却为了这个悲剧负责任，负有责任。
And what did the people do?
那百姓在做什么呢？
They went back to Shiloh.
他们就回到示罗。
Oh, it's so easy at Shiloh.
在示罗实在是很容易。
You don't have to have a testimony there.
在那个地方你可以没有见证。
You just have to be religious.
你只是在那边做一个宗教的活动。
But they forgot about it.
然后他们就忘记了。
But David didn't.
但是大卫却没有。
Even though he was humiliated.
虽然他在这边蒙受了羞辱。
Now he didn't know what to do.
他不知道当如何做。
But then he heard a message.
但是他听见了一篇信息。
Obed-Edom, just won the lottery.
俄别语东在那边中了奖。
His whole family's been blessed.
他的全家都蒙受了神的祝福。
He had to build a new barn. He had such a crop.
他必须要建一个新的仓房，而且他有很好的收成。
And David said, I knew it.I knew the ark of the testimony is essential to the blessing of life.
大卫就说，我知道了，我知道神见证的柜是对神的祝福是有中心意义的。
And so even though David made a mistake, he began to pursue again, God, how do we bring this ark to the city of God?
虽然他以前犯了错误，但是现在他又开始求问神，神啊，我们怎么样才能把你的约柜运回来？
David asked, and the Lord answered.
大卫求问，神就回答了。
But David asked the right question.
但是大卫是问了正确的问题。
David had the burden for the ark of the testimony.
大卫为着这个约柜心里面有负担。
But he asked the right question. Who is able to bear the testimony?
大卫问了对的的问题。他说谁能够运到？谁能够来运神的约柜？
And wouldn't you know, when all else fails, find what the word of God says.
你们应该知道，如果其他任何问题都没有答案的时候，我们要来看一看神的话怎么说。
And David studied the word of God, and he saw what it says: the Levites shall carry the ark of God.
所以大卫就从圣经里面发现，是利未人要来运神的约柜。
This is another picture of the irony of our Christian life.
这个又是另外一幅图画。看见我们基督徒生活里边、生命里边的一个具有讽刺意义的
Now why is this box called the Ark of the Testimony?
为什么这个盒子这个箱子被称作见证的约柜?
Well, it's a great mystery.
这是一个大的奥秘。
But there's also a simple answer.
但是也有一个非常简单的答案。
It was the Ark that contained the two stones with the Ten Commandments, the stones of testimony.
因为在这个约柜的里面有两个石板，上面有十诫，这十条诫命。
In other words, the box contained the Word of God.
换一句话说，这个盒子里边放着神的话。
Now, here's the irony. Here are some men who are trying to carry a box with the Word of God in it, but not according to the Word of God.
所以这就是让人觉得啼笑皆非的事情，就是人不知道神的话，却要用他，却要来扛抬神的话。
Now, why do I share all of this?
为什么我要来分享这么多呢？
You know, I'm glad that I'm here and speaking with you tonight.
今天晚上我非常高兴能够在这里跟大家来传讲神的信息。
Because I think if I ask you the question, what is the testimony of God? You could give me an intelligent answer.
我相信如果我问你这样的问题，神的旨意到底是什么，我相信你会给我一个非常合乎理性的答案。
Most Christians cannot answer that question.
很多的基督徒他们没有办法回答这个问题。
They have no idea. What is the testimony of Jesus?
他们对到底耶稣基督的见证是什么没有概念。
You know this phrase, the testimony of Jesus, which is used several times in the book of Revelation.
在启示录里边提到几次几处关于耶稣基督的见证。
And some of the more modern, more recent translations of the Bible, they don't even use this term, testimony of Jesus. They changed it. There's such things as witnessing about Jesus.
在有些现代版本的翻译里边，他们甚至不用耶稣的见证这个翻译，他们就说是出去为耶稣做见证。
You didn't think the testimony of Jesus means witnessing about Jesus, did you?
你们大概不会认为耶稣的见证就是你要出去为耶稣做见证传福音。
But I suppose that's what most Christians probably would think that means.
但是我觉得可能大多数的基督徒认为为耶稣做见证就是耶稣基督的见证。
Who?Is burdened for the testimony of Jesus.
今天到底有谁是为着耶稣基督的见证有负担？
If you live in Shiloh long enough, you think whatever's going on in Shiloh is the testimony of Jesus.
如果你在示罗这边待久了，你会觉得凡是在示罗所进行的活动就是耶稣的见证。
But when we look at the book of Revelation and we see Jesus speaking to the church of Ephesus,
但是我们读启示录的时候，我们发现耶稣基督对以弗所教会所说的话。
Jesus tells them that unless they repent, he will take their testimony of Jesus away, their lampstand of testimony.
耶稣说，你们若不悔改，我就把你见证的这金灯台挪去。
And then Ephesus would just become Shiloh.
那样的话，以弗所就变成了另外一个示罗。
And that's what we have through so much of what is called Christianity today.
这就是今天我们所称为基督教的世界里边所发生的事情。
Thank God that David pursued and said, Lord, who is able to bear the testimony?
感谢神，大卫继续的来求问神，谁可以扛抬这个约柜？
Now when we turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, we see the story as it continues.
如果我们翻到历代志上第十五章，我们就发现这个故事继续下去。
We'll read the first couple of verses.
我们就读前面几节。
Now David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, No one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites.For the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever.
大卫在大卫城为自己建造宫殿，又为神的约柜预备地方，支搭帐幕。那时大卫说，除了利未人之外，无人可抬神的约柜，因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，且永远侍奉他。
And as he gathers the Levites together, he says in verse 12,
当他把利未人招聚以后，他在第十二节说
You are the heads of the father's households of the Levites. Consecrate yourselves, both you and your relatives, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place that I have prepared for it. because you did not carry it at the first. The Lord God made an outburst on us, for we did not seek Him according to the word.
你们是利未人的族长，你们和你们的弟兄应当自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬到我所预备的地方，因你们先前没有抬着约柜，按定例求问耶和华我们的神，所以他刑罚。
David had the burden for the Ark of the Testimony, but the Levites were the ones able to bear the testimony.
大卫为神的约柜有一个负担，但是只有利未人他们可以来用肩扛抬神的约柜。
Now, so the Levites become a significant aspect of the story.
所以利未人就成为这个故事里面非常重要的一个部分。
So we must ask, who are the Levites?
所以我们必须要问，谁是利未人？
Now, you know they're one of the 12 tribes and of the 12 sons of Jacob.
我们知道是以色列十二个支派里面的一个，是雅各的十二个儿子之一。
But something happened at Mount Sinai that set the Levites apart.
在西乃山那边发生了一件事情，让利未人从以色列人中间有分别。
When the children of Israel began to worship the golden calf and to have an orgy, it was the Levites who stood up for God's holiness.
当以色列人在那边拜金牛犊，陷到罪恶里边去，是利未人为着神的见证站起来。
And because the Levites stood for the Lord,
因为利未人为着神站住。
And they drew their swords and slew those who were idolatry and immorality.
所以他们就拔出剑来去击杀那些陷到拜偶像、犯奸淫的这些人的身上。
Because the Levites chose the Lord, the Lord chose the Levites.
因为利未人他们选择站在神这一边，所以神就拣选利未人。
And the Levites became those who stood for all of Israel in faithfulness.
所以利未人就代表以色列人中间那些向着神有忠心的人。
Now according to the law in Israel, every family had to take their oldest son and send him to the temple to be a minister unto God.
以色列的律法让每一个家的头生的儿子要被送到圣殿里面去侍奉神。
Because the firstborn were spared at the Passover, they were now to be given to God as an offering.
因为在逾越节的时候，以色列人凡头生的孩子都被神赦免了，所以他们现在要被献给神。
But God chose the Levites in the stead of the firstborn of all the tribes.
所以神就拣选利未人来代替所有这些人的头生的儿子。
Because they were willing to stand for the Lord.
因为他们愿意为着神来站住。
And so the Levites become for us a picture of the remnant.
所以利未人对我们来讲就成为这样的一幅图画，代表神的余民。
Who is able to bear the ark of the testimony?
谁可以来扛抬神见证的约柜？
Those who have been chosen.The remnant, the chosen, the called, the faithful.
是那些蒙拣选、蒙被召、有忠心的神的余民。
Now notice what it says there in chapter 15, verse 2.
要注意在十五章第二节这边所说的话。
No one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to Him forever.
除了利未人之外，无人可抬神的约柜，因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，且永远侍奉他。
They were a remnant tribe whose lives were given to serve God all their days.
他们是这个余数的部落，他们可以被拣选来永远侍奉神。
They were given no inheritance of land.
他们没有。神没有给他们产业。
The Lord was their portion.
没有给他们土地做产业，神是他们的份。
They were chosen to carry the furniture of the tabernacle of God.
他们被神拣选来扛抬约柜里边所有这些器具。
And when the tabernacle found its resting place, they were the ones chosen to lead the worship at the house of God.
当约柜选择了一个地方被建立起来以后，他们就要成为带领神百姓来敬拜神的人。
Now others of the tribes of Israel pursued their farms and various things, but the Levites were a picture of those who have given themselves an absolute surrender to their God.
在以色列所有这些支派里边，立位人是代表着完全被分别出来被拣选归给神的人。
But we notice it's not just enough to be chosen.
我们注意到仅仅能拣选还是不够。
The Levites were also consecrated.
这些立位人他们也都是奉献的人。
And so we read in chapter 15 verse 14.
所以我们在15章第14节读到。
So the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves.To bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. The sons of the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles thereon, as Moses had commanded, according to the word of the Lord.
所以十四节就说，于是祭司利未人自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬上来。利未子孙就用扛肩抬神的约柜，是照耶和华借摩西所吩咐的。
They were chosen to serve the Lord.
他们被神拣选来服侍神。
And they consecrated their lives for the purpose of serving God.
然后他们就自洁把自己献给神，为着来服侍神。
And then you saw they carried the ark according to the word of God.
然后我们就看见他们是照着神的话，是照着神的话的吩咐来用肩扛神的约柜。
And you know what happened?
你知道后面发生什么吗？
Oh, then they had a real spiritual outpouring.
然后他们就有这样的一个灵里边的
There was great worship.
就有这样的一个大的敬拜。
David led the worshippers as they went up toward Jerusalem.
然后大卫就带领着这些百姓们，当他们快靠近耶路撒冷的时候。
And because of this tragedy, everybody had a deeper worship as they went toward Jerusalem.
因着这样的一个悲剧，当他们最终要到达耶路撒冷的时候，他们就可以有这样的一个深深的敬拜。
David prepared the way.
大卫预备了这条道路。
The Levites bore the ark of the testimony.
利未人他们扛抬的这个约柜。
And then Solomon built the temple around that ark.
然后所罗门最后就建的圣殿来围住这个约柜。
This is the way of God.
这就是神的道路。
There are those who have the burden for the testimony.
那些对着神的见证的有负担的人。
But like David, they cannot carry.
就像大卫一样，他们不能来抬这个约柜。
There are others who are Levites who actually can carry the ark of the testimony.
有另外的人，他们就像利未人一样，他们可以来扛抬这个见证。
And then when it's brought to the city of God, Solomon can build around that ark.
当他被抬进神的城以后，所罗门就可以来建圣殿，来围住这个见证。
This is the perfect completion of God's will.
这就是神的旨意能够完美的被实现。
Now my question is this.
现在我的问题是
Are you a Levite?
你是一个利未人吗？
Do you have a burden for the testimony of the Lord?
你对着神的见证有没有负担呢？
Do you know how to bear this testimony?
你知不知道如何的来扛抬这个见证呢？
Who is a Levite?
谁是立位人？
Every Christian is called to be a Levite.
每一位基督徒都蒙神的呼召来成为一个立位人。
Every Christian is to be consecrated before the Lord.
每一位基督徒要在神的面前把自己献给主。
As Christians, we give our wealth and our strength to the Lord.
作为基督徒，我们要把我们的力量，把我们的金钱奉献给神。
As Christians, we live for the Lord.
作为基督徒，我们要为神而活。
Now that doesn't mean we don't have a job.
这并不意味着我们不需要工作上班。
Many of our most precious Levites are working on very responsible jobs, but their hearts are absolutely for the Lord.
很多的利未人他们都在做各种各样的责任，但是他们的心却绝对的向着神。
Who can bear the testimony of Jesus?
谁可以来扛抬耶稣的见证？
1 John chapter 5 verse 11 says the testimony is this that God has given us eternal life and this life is in his son.
约翰一书第五章第一节说神的见证是这样子的，
He who has the Son of God has life.
神把他的生命放在他儿子里面，谁有神的儿子就有生命。
This is an amazing act of grace.
这是实在是神极大的恩典。
That by the grace of our Lord Jesus, those who believe in Him.Bear the testimony within themselves.
靠着耶稣的恩典，那些信他的人，我们就是扛抬他见证。
All believers are called to be Levites.
所有的信耶稣的人都蒙这个呼召成为利未人。
How wonderful if we can bear this ark of the testimony together.
这我们要是能够一起来扛抬这个约柜，是何等美好的一件事。
But many are called, few were chosen.
许多的人蒙召，但是被选上的却是很少。
Why is that?
为什么会是这样？
What does it take to be chosen?
怎样子才能够成为蒙拣选的呢？
A person has to consecrate themselves to the Lord.
他必须是一个愿意把自己献给神的人。
Many Christians hear the call.
很多的基督徒听见了呼召。
Most Christians are too selfish.
大多数的基督徒都是太自私了。
They're self-centered.
他们都是自我中心的。
Despite all of God's grace,
尽管神有这么多的恩典，
they have not become Christ-centered.
他们仍然没有成为以基督为中心的。
Just self-centered.
仍然是以自我为中心的。
And that's why we see by the end of the first century in the Church of Jesus Christ that there's a remnant of those who are faithful.
这是为什么在第一世纪快结束的时候我们只看见有一些渔民他们仍然是那些有忠心的
Most Christians are satisfied with Shiloh
大多数的基督徒为着示罗就已经心满意足
But thank God I do believe in even in this place there are people who have a burden for the testimony of the Lord
但是我感谢神就是在我们的中间我相信也有人是为着耶稣的见证是有负担的。
And there are some people here who care more for God than for themselves.
在这边也有人，他们在乎神超过在乎他们自己。
What a wonderful testimony they bear!
他们所承担的见，所扛抬的见证是何等的美好。
You know, in the United States of America, people are totally obsessed with themselves.
你知道在美国这个地方人们是何等的着迷他们自己的利益
I suppose it's that way in all countries
我相信在大多数国家都是这样
But everybody loves to talk about themselves
所有的人都那样子的 热衷于谈论他们自己
Oh, they're so worried about their job Oh, my job As if a job is important
所以他们就在那边谈论他们的工作、啊、我的工作 要怎么样怎么样
Oh, my education. Oh, my health. Oh, we're so obsessed with health today that we're all sick.
关心他们的教育，关心他们的健康。
Yeah, we're so obsessed with health that we're sick about it.
我们是这样子为我们自己的健康着迷，以至于我们得病。
The only time we stop being obsessed with ourselves is when we're watching American Idol.
唯一我们对自己不着迷的时候，忘记自己的时候，是我们在那里看美国人的那个节目，美国的偶像。
Then people are obsessed over who is the best baseball player, or who is the best singer of American Idol, or who dances the best, or whatever.
每个人都在那边关心谁是最好的。棒球员谁是最好的 whatever
but there are those Levites who care more about what the Lord wants than even themselves
但仍然有那些利未人他们关心神远远过于关心他们自己的事
these are able to bearThe ark of the testimony.
只有他们能够扛抬耶稣的见证。
I just don't see why we should keep going to Shiloh if God's presence isn't in the middle of it.
我实在不明白为什么神的同在不在那个地方，人们仍然一直去示罗。
I hope you ask yourself that question as to yourself.
我希望你能够问你自己这样的一个问题。
Well, I must end with one more tragedy.
今天晚上我在结束的时候还要提到另外一个悲剧。
Well, it turns out the Levites weren't faithful.
最后我们发现利未人他们都没有忠心。
You know, the Levites bought a little bit of land, and they did a little bit of farming, and they bought themselves a house.
我们知道利未人后来他们买了一片地，就开始来种地，最后呢，他们也买了一座房子。
The Levites' life was to be in Jerusalem, in the house, for the Lord.
利未人的责任是在耶路撒冷，在神的家里边，为着神。
But the Levites forsook the Lord to make money.
但是利未人为了赚钱而离弃了神。
And when we come to the time of Jesus, we find the tragedy repeated again.
当我们到了耶稣的那个时代，我们就发现同样的悲剧又发生了。
Now when the remnant came back from Babylon and built the house of God,
当渔民从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，他们恢复了神的圣殿。
The Lord really blessed them.
神实在是大大的祝福了他们。
And then for the next 400 years, they kept building and fixing up that temple until the day of Jesus.
所以在剩下的四百年里面，他们就继续的来恢复重修这个圣殿，一直到耶稣来的那个时候。
By the day of Jesus, Herod had so beautified the temple that it was more beautiful than in Solomon's day.
所以到了希律做王的时候，他如此的美化了圣殿，那个圣殿要比所罗门王的那个圣殿还要美。
Now of course, Solomon built it according to God's plan.
当然，所罗门是照着神的计划、神的设计来建的这个圣殿。
Herod added some things to make it more large and beautiful.
但是希律却加了更多的一些东西，让它变得更大，然后看起来更美。
Herod thought, I can build one better than Solomon.
希律在那边想，我可以比所罗门建得更好。
They had these candles, a lampstand that were huge. They stood 18 feet high.
有十八英尺高的这个金灯台。
Oh, they fixed the temple up with so much gold.
他把那个金子布满了这个圣殿里面的东西。
All kinds of lampstands, all kinds of tables, all kinds of incense.
有各种各样的金灯台，有各种各样的金香台。
But can you believe when Jesus came to his temple, there was no ark there?
你会不会相信，当主耶稣来的时候，在这个殿里边却没有约柜
？With all of that beautiful outward temple, there was no testimony.
在这样一个外边看起来何等美好的一个圣殿里边，却没有神的见证。
And then may I jump from the days of Jesus to today?
然后我们就从主耶稣的那个时代跳到今天。
We have some church buildings that are huge.Beautiful, expensive, artistic.
今天我们能够看见有些这个教堂建的是如此的庞大，如此的美好，如此的有艺术感。
But is the testimony there?
但是神的见证，即耶稣的见证，是不是在那里？
Do the people know what the testimony is?
神的百姓知不知道神的见证是什么回事？
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
愿神对我们的心说话。
We know that in the last days, our Lord Jesus is looking for His testimony.
我们知道，在这个末后的日子，神在寻找耶稣基督的见证。
And when He comes to look at our lampstand, will He find His lamp upon it?
当主看我们的灯金灯台的时候，他是不是能够看见他的灯在燃烧？
You know, you can have a large meeting, a small meeting, a big building, a small building. It doesn't make any difference.
你知道，你可以会众很多，或者是一个小的聚会，一个很大的会堂，或者是一个很小的建筑，这些都不在乎，都没有关系。
Does anybody have a burden for the testimony of Jesus?
有没有人为着耶稣的见证，心里边开始有负担呢？
Is anybody here able to bear the testimony of Jesus?
在座的有没有人能够扛抬耶稣的见证？
May we be before the Lord about these questions.
愿我们把这些问题向神来求问。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Father, we have such a heart. We want to serve you. We have so many ideas.
父亲啊，我们实在是有一个心意，我们有这么多的主意要来侍奉你。
and yet you jealously guard the testimony.
但是你用一颗忌邪的心来保守你的见证。
Oh, forgive us, Lord, if we're ignorant about what that means.
主啊，原谅我们，如果我们不明白这个意义是什么。
Forgive us if we have been called but not responded with faithfulness and consecration.
赦免我们，如果我们有蒙召，但是却没有用忠心来回应，来奉献给你。
May your testimony be recovered and brought up to the house of God in Zion.
愿你的见证被恢复。被带到神的宝座锡安山。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣的名。阿门。